Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You ever been fired? I've been fired. I've been fired a lot. I've been fired. I've been fired from bakeries that I worked at. I've been fired from women's clothing stores. I was once fired by my brother. My brother fired me from a Woolworths. But one thing that's never... I was fired by Strip-a-gram once. One thing that's never happened to me is that I've been fired at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3,000 miles away from where I live. Willie Randolph, the New York Mets manager, my beloved Mets. This guy, okay, the Mets suck, fine. But they could have fired Willie Randolph at any point over the last year. So what they do is they wait before he takes a trip to Los Angeles. They fly him all the way out to Los Angeles. He wins the game, and then they fire him that night at 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't get, when you get a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, that's for sex. That's not for being fired. He did not deserve that. It is classless. Here's how bad it is. This is the New York Post. Tiger Woods. They didn't even have time to put Willie Randolph being fired. Classless. I mean, maybe they flew him out to Los Angeles because they thought, well, we're going to fire him. He should at least get his frequent flyer miles. I don't know. Bastardos. And this is the worst part. We have a tape of the call of him being fired. You cannot believe who they got to fire him.
Hey, Willie, it's Mr. Met. Good morning. Oh, and guess what? You're fired. So back up your crap. Get the out of the clubhouse. You piece of what, you want to meet the Mets? Why don't you be Mr. Met? I'll meet you in a parking lot, you bum. Or another thing, keep your dirty mitts off of Mrs. Met, you son of a bitch. No disrespect, all due respect, forget about it, how you doing?
Not right. Willie didn't deserve this. I guess tonight, the third baseman for the New York Mets, his charitable organization, the David Wright Foundation, is hosting its third annual Do the Right Thing Gala, taking place right here in New York City on November 15th. Please welcome to the show, David Wright. David! Come and sit. Come and sit. Great to see you.
Always a pleasure.
I was hoping...
A true Mets fan.
A true Mets fan since 1948 or whatever. I was hoping that we would be doing this interview under more pleasant circumstances. The World Series having ended, you being crowned World Series champions. It was not to be.
Next year.
Seriously?
2008.
Okay.
And you if heard it here first.
And if I put money on that, like I did this year.
If I was allowed, I'd pay you back.
I really appreciate that. What happened? You know, the Mets, what does it feel like? You're a great young player. My guess is you stay off the horse juice. You're going Hall of Fame.
For now.
Are you on the horse juice?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Who's on the horse juice on your team?
Uh,
you know, this is the Mets were ahead by 7 games with 17 to go and didn't make the playoffs. What are you still feeling that? Are you
nightmares every
have
night.
You bounced back?
Nightmares.
Do you the next day, do you still think about it?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's tough to say right now, but I think in the long run, hopefully, it helps us out. You know, it built character. It learned how to deal with adversity. You know, throughout those last 2 weeks, I mean, we were getting ripped pretty good, and we learned to deal with that.
Exactly. Winning the World Series, it would have been too easy this year.
It would have been the wrong move.
Right, I'm 24 years old. What would I have to look forward to?
That's exactly right. You're 24 years old. You hit over 300. You hit 30 dingers. You stole 30 bases. You signed a huge contract. I want to be you. That's what makes me so angry. There's been some talk in the city, and this has got to be hard because and entertainment, it's similar to that. They talk about people taking over your job. Alex Rodriguez opted out of his Yankee contract. He's third baseman. They say, oh, maybe the Mets will go after him. You're the Mets' third baseman. Do you call them up and go, hello?
You know, it's just seeing the way that Boston celebrated, seeing the winners of World Series. First and foremost, I want to win.
Right.
So am I saying that I would change positions for a guy like Alex Rodriguez? If the front office called me and said, hey, look, we want to make this team better and you're involved, I would absolutely want to sit down and listen. But for right now, I am the third baseman of the New York Mets, and I'm going into the 2008 season prepared to be the third baseman.
What if they call you and they say, hey, what about John Stewart maybe playing third base?
I'm all in.
You're all in for
I'm
that.
I'm all in.
I say no A-Rod, and I'll tell you why. He seems like bad medicine. He seems like a very good player, but when he gets on the team, it's like he weakens the team. He's like the Dick Cheney of baseball. And I don't mean that in that he nobody seems to like what he's doing. And by the way, you don't have to comment on that.
Does he watch the show?
No.
Okay.
He definitely doesn't. But no, it seems like he's a bad chemistry guy, and chemistry is important, is it not?
52 home runs are important, too, last time I checked.
That could be a lot of chemistry. Okay, I see what you're saying. Do you think the Mets end up signing a lot of these high-profile free agents, or you're happy with the way things...
I think we got a good, young, core group of guys.
Right.
I love my job here, so I don't want to go anywhere. So no trades for me, hopefully. But I hope we go out and make some improvements. I think, you know, pitching side, obviously, that kind of fell apart down the stretch. We could use another big bat, so maybe through the outfield. But you know,
could use some pitching, am I right? Let me show you something. I was at a playoff game, the New York Mets versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Do we have tape of that? This is apropos to what we were. Okay, hold on.
You see, I was one of the ones booing.
Were you actually booing?
I was one of the ones booing in the background.
Have you had the experience yet of 45,000 people booing you?
In April this year.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got off to a slow start this year. Derek Jeter's been booed in New York, so it's kind of a rite of passage.
So
that's what I tell myself.
In a lot of ways, when you look at that footage and you see the crowd booing me, you almost think to yourself, wow, John Stewart is just like Derek Jeter and David Wright.
Correct. Right. David Wright, Derek Jeter, John Stewart.
Thank you. All right. Except I may be the only one of you guys who can't reach home plate with the ball.
You didn't get to warm up.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what it is, and I'm decrepit.
Right.
off season, do you go out? Do you start play the scene? Enjoy the fruits of your labor, or is it all strictly business?
Well, you know, after the end of the year, the way it ended, you have a bitter taste in your mouth. You want to get going for next year. Mm. Obviously, you know, being 24 years old, I like to go out, have a good time every now and then. Mm. But it's basically business. It's getting ready for next year. It's working out, trying to hope that next year the same thing doesn't happen.
A little bit better. Well, I really appreciate you coming by. I'm a huge Mets fan. I wish you all the luck in the world. You're a great player and a great guy. And, you know, just take me with you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
David Wright, everybody.
Let's go! It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Welcome back, my guest tonight for My Money. He is the most exciting pitcher in the game today. He's the face of the New York Metropolitans. Please welcome to the program, Matt Harvey. Yeah. Hey, Matt. For God's sakes, look at this.
So it's what, 17 seasons?
This is
right?
this is perfect. It's exactly my size. In that it can function as a shirt and pants for me. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to have you on the program.
Yeah, thanks. You're, for having me.
Oh, Jesus, come on. What are you doing? This thing. Oh. Just get it on there. Will you please? Just...
Perfect.
Just. If it gets thirsty, just give it a little water.
Perfect.
You got to protect the moneymaker, my friend. There you go. Nicely done. Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
26.
You're 26 years old. You got New York City. We have not seen a player of your ability in many years. Maybe, you know, Doc Gooden is Doc Gooden, Daryl Strawberry, back in, you know, the mid-80s, the last time that we experienced, I guess, what some people would call, it's been so long, success. What is that? Does it feel like a responsibility? What does it feel like? Is it just all excitement? Are you enjoying yourself?
I think it's excitement. I think for us and the whole staff, I think we're you know, excited about the future. We're excited about now. And
right.
I think the most important thing is to focus on what we're, you know, doing now. And you know, we're not looking to next year or the year after. We're trying to win now.
You're in the moment.
Yeah.
You haven't been hurt before, like many Mets. Is it? Does it feel strange? Do you feel the pessimism of the Met fan? The Met fan is we are a beaten creature.
I think I saw an article today about how I should be pitched till I'm abused almost. So I think
pitched until you're abused.
Yeah, pretty much.
Why? Because they think you'll leave.
Yes.
Because you're with the Mets.
Yeah.
How do you think? It is the Mets. Here's my thought. You dominate the league for like 2 years, and then they trade you for a milk and goat and some magic beans. Because that is generally the way that they handle excellent ball players.
I guess.
You know, I would say that, you know, the team now is what, 27-21. Mm-hmm. If you told a Met fan the New York Mets are going to be 27-21 at the beginning of the season, at this point, I think anybody would have taken that. But the way the young arms have pitched, it almost feels like it could be more.
Yeah.
It could be better. How's it feeling in the clubhouse?
I think we definitely feel like we should have won a few games that we didn't. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're close. I think the Nationals obviously had a slow start and then came up.
Oh, they've been playing. They got some bangers.
Yeah.
Is it frustrating for a pitcher? You had a game, and you get these a couple of times. You throw 8 shutout innings, something like that, and it's the offense maybe gets you a run. And then they don't get you a run. Does that feel frustrating to put in that type of performance, but the hitting lags behind? Is there a split between offense and pitching in the clubhouse, or do you guys just kind of try and pick each other up and everybody's got patience with everybody else?
I think it's a patience thing. I think I could say maybe 2 years ago, I think I might have gotten, you know, upset and
sure, you're only 24, now you're 26.
Yeah, big difference. Huge difference.
It's a huge difference.
Especially with, you know, the
just
police
keep it,
lines.
So. Please, this, you don't know, this Lucite could very much damage that L. I don't want anything to happen to you. You're my future.
But,
you know, I'm leaving the show. You're all I have left.
I know, you gotta, while we were talking, I was like, gotta get you out and take some BP or something.
Me?
Sometime. Yeah.
That would in no way be a dream come true. I will absolutely do that. Is it competitive with the other young pitchers? You got Syndergaard out there. This kid's a beast. He's what, 23?
22. Yeah.
Throws shutout ball and he hits a home run.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
I think my face, I saw it on Twitter a bunch of times. I think the face that I had after the home run was
just shocked.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
It's crazy. You, DeGrom, Darnold, this is a really young core. Do you feel like you can change the culture of a team that's suffered? It's a lot of pressure to put on, you know, you got the Yankees crosstown, you got all these other things. Do you guys talk about that? or it really is just about, man, let's go out, let's have fun, let's remember why we love this game?
I think our mindset, and has been for, you know, all of this year especially, I think coming into spring training, we had one goal, and that was to win. And I think we all believe that. I think it was a lot different than in years past, right. Spring trainings. And, you know, we've carried that to mostly every game. So I think for us, being a young staff, I think we, right. you know, try and bring a lot of energy to the clubhouse.
I'm so excited. You know, I'm going to bring my whole family down. We love going to the games. We love watching the team. And you guys have given us a reason to be very hopeful for the first time in a long time, and I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And you're a beast out there. I look forward to seeing you pitch more and more.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on the
Absolutely.
Program.
Absolutely.
Young Matt Harvey, everybody. Let's see him. Watch yourself. A New York Mets legend. His new book is called Mookie, Life, Baseball, and the 86 Mets. Please welcome to the program, Mookie Wilson! An honor to see you here.
All right, great.
Thank you for being here.
No, thanks for having me.
This is the last time in many years that I can actually say that to a New York Met.
Been rough times, huh?
It's been some rough times. this really was, you know, you write about 86.
Yeah.
There is something truly indelible about a championship season
yeah.
that makes it worthy of remembrance. What was it about the 86 team when you guys won the World Series, besides the dramatic fashion that you wanted it?
I think it's the characters. I think that we're a group of individuals that weren't afraid to be themselves. Mm-hmm. And I think you need more of that in sports. Actually.
More of that.
Yes.
But yeah. you were, you know, the 86 team had Doc Gooden, Darryl Strawberry, Keith Hernandez.
Yes.
Gary Carter. But you were a beacon of maturity in
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, that's good.
Don't you think? You were the one guy everybody loved and nobody ever worried about. You always thought Keith Hernandez, yeah. at some point, 6 a.m, somebody's going to be like, where's Keith? Mookie Wilson never had that issue.
No, I think the team, we had this group over here that was really outgoing. A lot of people called them the scum bunch, you know. Then
yes.
we had this other group over here that was really, you know, Gary Carter's, you know, Ron Darling's, guys mm-hmm. like that. Then had those guys in the middle, yeah. you know, like myself and Rafael Santana that kind of, you know, kept it all together.
And that chemistry.
Yes.
And it brings up an issue. So everybody is talking about this Donald Sterling,
yeah.
this relationship between a racist owner. Sports really is an unusually, almost paternal situation with the owner. They can ship you out to another city. Do the players feel that relationship?
I think it's going to be that weird relationship between players, you know, and management,
mm-hmm.
knowing that management does have the last word. It sometimes doesn't matter how well you play. It's all about relationship between the player and ownership. Now, this basketball situation is really, really different. We got a lot of racist remarks, mm-hmm. and here he owns a team that's about 80% black.
Right.
That's kind of weird.
That's kind of weird.
That's weird.
But it's always, you find in these leagues,
yeah.
the owner is typically white.
Yes.
The athletes, typically African-American, the athletes who are African-American had to fight
yes.
to be allowed to play.
Yeah.
And even now, still have to fight for rights.
Yeah.
This idea that, okay, you know, you're allowed to leave after 7 years,
yeah.
but you have to put in this amount of time. Do you think this could be a turning point in that relationship?
I don't think so. I think that sports has survived. I mean, over the years, as much as we've tried to mess baseball up, we haven't, with strikes and all that. The game will survive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking you can make all the rules you want to, but until you change the attitudes of people, you're going to have this kind of idiocy.
Right.
No matter what you do. It's just going to happen.
As a player, how do you handle that? You know, these guys are in the midst of a playoff run.
Yeah.
Now, you played in New York. There was a tremendous amount of distraction.
Yeah.
A tremendous amount of media. They're the same in Los Angeles. Is it even possible for an athlete at that high level to still compete with this type of emotion under the surface?
Well, first and foremost is that, you know, athletes deal with pressure every day. Every day they go out on the field, it's all about what you do that day. And this is no different. They're not playing for the honor. They're playing for their own self-respect. And, right. You know, I've heard things about, well, should the team boycott, you know, and not play? That serves no real purpose. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would defeat the purpose of you being there. Playing basketball at the NBA level, that's a great, great honor. And to let some idiot, right. You know, not let you fulfill the potential that your team has, I think you'd be doing yourself a disservice in the league itself.
Do you see what I mean about you having the maturity? Look at me. I'm ready to fly off the handle. Just walk away from the game, and you brought me back.
You know, it's so.
Here's what I think should happen.
Yes. Okay.
The Clippers rally around this.
Uh-huh.
They play unbelievable basketball for the next month. They win the NBA championship.
Uh-huh.
And in the locker room, in the jubilation, the trophy is handed to them. Donald Sterling is right there. And they get the tallest guy. Let's go with Blake Griffith. He's about 6'11". Yeah. And he just holds the trophy up like this. And Donald Sterling just has the... Can't get it. And done. They don't let him have it. Do you still... Are you still able to get together with some of the fellas and reminisce about it? You know, tragically, Gary Carter of College passed away. Great character guy. Are you able to get together and still sort of revert back to form from the 80s and have a great time together?
No, we don't want to go back.
No, together. I know.
Okay,
that,
we don't want that.
Right.
But we do get together, and when we do, there's one big reunion, and we talk a lot, and we lie a little bit too. You know,
that's what reminiscing is all about.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
You know?
And who would have thought that would be the last championship the Mets ever won? It Well, it's an absolute pleasure to see you and to have you here on the show. Get yourself Mookie, one of the greats, Mookie Wilson, ladies and gentlemen.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.